Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk, and you're listening to the only hour of radio that matters in your life. I'm totally kidding. I'm sure you love other shows and other stations, but I thank you for listening to my show. That being said, I'm excited to have my good friend and mentor, Pam Goodwin, on the air with me today. If you have any questions for her, you can email her at pam@pamgoodwin.com. She is the owner and founder of Goodwin Commercial. She's based out of Dallas, Texas. She understands everything commercial real estate and is also a fellow coach for Think Realty. Pam, welcome to the show.
Hi, Abhi. How are you? I always love being on Think Realty's radio show for wealth of information.
Hey, there you go. I am great, and I love having you on as a guest. Every time I talk to you, it's like a wealth of information, and I feel like overwhelmed in a good way, though, because now I have like all of these action strategies and like so many new ideas and all this stuff that we talk about, which is great, and I end up learning so much. So I'm excited for this hour of radio because I know there's something every time. You always have something new up your sleeve, and I can't wait to figure out what it is this time. Give us a little bit of background on who you are and what you do.
So Goodwin Commercial, we have been based here in Dallas for now 12 years. We specialize in pretty much retail development from the ground up. So we'll buy, you know, anywhere from 1 to 5 acres and work with the national retailers, the Walgreens, Chase, McDonald's, do those triple net investments, and then either hold on to them or sell them to an investor. We also do consulting work. So if you have a piece of land or a property or building, commercial property, and have no idea what to do with it, you can hire our team, and we can help you create some performance budget and analyze your property so that you can make the most profit. And then we also do brokerage. We primarily represent restaurants because I did have the chance to work for Brinker International, based here in Dallas, Texas, who currently owns Chili's and Maggiano's. And I was a property development manager developing more than 50-plus Chili's from the ground up. So that's a little bit. And I've been in some format of shopping center development on the landlord side and then the tenant side, and then now being an entrepreneur for 12 years, so some capacity, more than 30 years of commercial real estate experience.
That's incredible. And that's why I love learning from you. It's so much fun. Let's talk about commercial real estate, and let's start with commercial spaces. I know there's one thing that I'm always like super hyper aware of, and it's that whenever I walk into a commercial space or a retail center, wherever that is, people, or I suppose the tenants, are doing their absolute best to grab my attention by being entertaining so that they can keep me engaged for a long period of time. Talk to me a little bit about that trend. Why is that important? Is it because the commercial spaces are going away like Toys R Us did, or is it something else that I need to be aware of?
You know, it's just a combination of anywhere from, you know, definitely boring retail is dying. And if you're not innovative these days, they're going to follow some of those, you know, thousands of closings for a lot of those national tenants that we see happen every year. So you definitely have to be on top of it with, you know, technology. I was just, I saw this on the news last week, but, you know, you have to come up with different ideas or combining a couple. So I saw in Columbus, Ohio, they have the first beer hotel in the world.
Huh.
So it's this company, BrewDog, they open, you know, for beer. So you can actually have beer taps in your room. You can have beer soap, dog-friendly, shower beers, they say. And so, they kind of combine things that people like, hotel, beer, bring your dogs. And they said that they have 32 rooms starting at about $162 a night, or you can have the Brewmaster suite that goes for about $284.
So did I hear you correctly when you said you can shower in beer?
Yes, that's what they showed, yes. You can. How would you like that? So they're being innovative, and they go, I might have to take a flight to Columbus.
I might have to
check this out.
Yeah, I might have to do that as well. That just sounds, I don't know if I should be intimidated or if I should be excited to shower in beer. Very interesting. So, but that's a really good way of staying engaged. I know, you know, the W Hotels, for example, they've done a really good job of that as well. Right. It's a nice modern space. I feel like if I wanted to go clubbing, I can do that. If I wanted to have a nice fancy cocktail, I can do that. They have live music and things like that. Is that the type of trend that's here to stay? Do you think that this fighting for our attention will go away and we'll go to boring retail eventually, just like fashion? Right. Like now all of the distressed jeans and bell bottoms are back. Do you think this is just a temporary thing or is it going to stay here for a while?
I think it's really just started, you know, so I think we will, you know, continue to see it. I'm always driving around Texas because we do get a lot, probably just like Atlanta, get a lot of new concepts that try it out. And here's one concept that I tried, and all they sell is popsicles inside, like upscale, a popsicle for $4. So, yes, it was very good, but they do all of this, you know, fun stuff with it to make it fun. And it was very busy. And
boy.
I think it's definitely staying from, you know, people just want to be entertained. They want to get out of their house, go away from work, meet with people. You know, we've talked about the food halls before and how popular they are.
Yep. And I know we'll get to that in a little bit. You'd mentioned a trend about the online stores and brick and mortar stores. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Right. That's still a trend up here in, we have the Legacy West and quite a few that just opened up, started online, you know, for like Front Gate and now are going, you know, brick and mortar stores. So that's still very, very popular to see because the Peloton, you know, the bicycle, the Tesla, mm-hmm. People still want to touch it, feel it, get on, you know, the bike, get on, you know, ride it, test it out, all of that. We still are, you know, go by our senses of touch and feel and smell. So we all still need that as humans. So hopefully we don't just stare at our phone because there's no, you know, that's not good for any of us after a while.
I can only imagine, right? We are just staring at our devices 8 to 10 hours a day, and that can definitely present a little bit of a challenge. Help me understand then the latest trends in commercial real estate. That's outside of the entertainment piece. Is there something else that I need to be paying attention to if I want to get involved in the commercial real estate space?
I mean, what's happening here, it's still happening. Just a lot of the outdated stores are having to be renovated. They're either going smaller or they have to be renovated. So that's always still a trend. You know, senior living is still booming, you know, around here in Texas. We have a lot of people from North Michigan, mm-hmm. your part of the world, relocating to Texas. And then once their parents get a little bit older, you know, some fun communities. So senior living is booming. I recently just helped a lady who's, you know, helping people, you know, locate the best senior living to get in. She finally decided, hey, I would love to put all these ideas of mine at all of these that I put, people in, go with the best ideas and design my own. And she did that. She ended up just buying a piece of property lately, 2 acres, and creating her own senior living.
That's awesome. I want to talk about senior living. I'm starting to get interested in investing in that. So I need a little bit of direction there. And I think for our listeners, getting a better scope of what's going on in the commercial world so that they're obviously super informed. That being said, we got to go to break. Get in touch with Pam and her team, Pam at PamGoodwin.com. And have questions for me, head on over to ThinkRealtyRadio.com. Super cool. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Real estate investors, first-timers, or savvy buyers, Auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
is Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. You're back. I'm back, and so is my guest, Pam Goodwin of Goodwin Commercial, based out of Dallas, Texas. Get in touch with her and her team. Have any questions, Pam at pamgoodwin.com. And you can check out Pam's articles and videos about commercial real estate as well on thinkrealty.com. And also know that today's show is brought to you by auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at auction.com/thinkrealty. So, Pam, let's pick right back up. What's been happening in the e-commerce and delivery world? That's kind of interesting. Are we going to, like, drone delivery only? Like, what's going on? Talk to me.
I know. It's still definitely that e-commerce. I know as a consumer, I'm on it quite a bit, especially since my one child just left to go to college in Arizona, University of Arizona. So, sending, you know, deliveries. But I just recently, you know, Walmart, so many of the, you know, from the Walmart to the Target to the Whole Foods using Amazon. But I recently read that Walmart just bought Jet.com. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of Jet.com.
And they bought it for $3.3 billion with a B, billion dollars in August of 2016. And that's only 13 months after the site. But that's one of the, you know, they're a very, and I just read about them, but they're a very large e-commerce site to save people. So for Walmart to buy another online e-commerce, it's definitely still going in that direction of online for how quickly, you know, either from doing it online to picking up your groceries to, you know, just having it delivered at your door.
I think that's going to be a very interesting trend. What do you think about the Amazon? I think Amazon trucks now are being are available to be purchased by individuals to drive them, create a business. Do you think that's going to be pretty sustainable? Because now at this point, you know, with Amazon, you don't necessarily need a storefront. Do you think that's going to be a challenge for retail?
Well, I know I have a lot of friends that are real estate managers, and just recently, well, this past Tuesday, one of the large national grocery stores real estate manager talked to my women's group in commercial real estate, talking about the trends and the changes of the grocery market and all of the data that they have to receive to find out what their consumers want. They're still trying to figure it out, too, as far as, do people want delivery? How fast and how quickly? One person said I had to wait 20 minutes. One said I had to wait 5 minutes when I went there. And I think everyone is really, really trying to figure it out. But definitely the warehouse and the distribution centers are definitely booming as far as new growth for, you know, that's where it's going.
So staying on the topic of delivery, Help me understand the billion-dollar food delivery war that's going on. Are there any specific corporations that are involved in this war? Like, what do I need to be aware of?
I know there's so many different ones. Every time I'm eating at a restaurant, I see someone popping in for their, you know, food delivery from Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recently used that. I sent someone a meal from – it was pretty fun. I sent somebody a meal from out of state. I used Uber Eats and sent them, you know, to go, you know, I sent them a delivery from North Carolina, and it was so funny. I was following them. I knew exactly when the food was delivered. I'm like, that is so cool. But I think, you know, a lot of the restaurants, everyone is using it. Everybody I have no idea why everybody feels like they're in such a hurry for everything. You know, from their food to everything is just, why is everybody in such a hurry?
I don't know. I think it could be because we're in a microwave society. Who knows? Now, I know senior living is really, really an interesting trend, an interesting topic to talk about, because the investment in senior living can be quite financially rewarding for folks. Help me understand some of the pros, cons of senior living facilities and what I need to be aware of to make a sound investment.
As we mentioned, I primarily specialize in retail, but recently had the great opportunity to help someone who was interested in developing senior living, and definitely a growing trend. There's, an architect, that's all they do is specialize in senior living. So once you have that, it's definitely, you'll have residents that definitely pay quickly, will fill up the space. So there's definitely a high demand.
Mm-hmm.
And, finding that senior living, you have to be close to a fire station. So, if you want to buy property, go buy one by a fire station and then go build your senior living. But there's definitely some good opportunity. And you can start with a small home. There's a lot of rules and regulations on, and I learned a lot, but there's a lot of different categories and then when, different type of regulations. So you definitely have to hire a specialty person in that category if you want to develop from the ground up versus, buying an existing property.
Yep. And I think if you're also looking at maybe maximizing your profit per square foot, I suppose, senior living definitely provides that option, as long as, like Pam is saying, you follow those rules and regulations because you're now dealing with a patient's health or a resident's health. You'll need staff that's also well-equipped to handle any challenges in a senior living facility. So that's super important. You may also be able to convert your home to a senior assisted living home. So maybe take a look at some of these strategies and ideas as well. Pam, what do you think about co-working? Very similar thought process or different?
It's definitely different than, to me, senior living. But we have several of that, that concept's growing here. And the nice thing is they definitely take up a lot of office space. People are... They still want to be engaged with other people, be able to have a mailbox location. You may get tired of going to your local coffee place all the time and you have to tell people you have to meet there all the time. They know, are you really in business if you have to meet there versus going, running something for $150. But definitely a good investment to, create some of those co-working spaces. They're booming like crazy.
Yeah, WeWork is one that just right off the top of my mind has been doing really well to create, like you said, the spaces that are really cool. They're dog friendly. You can bring your dog and things like that. They have, I think, beer on tap. They have all these different options. And not only to keep the co-workers, essentially the residents, I think you would call them residents or tenants or businesses there that decide to rent the space happy, but also to create and foster an environment that leads to new relationships that you normally wouldn't be able to get at just working at your favorite coffee shop, for example. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about opportunity zones, but can you give me a little intro, a little teaser as we go into the break about what opportunity zones are and why I should care as an investor?
I think the latest word that I hear on people talking a lot is just opportunity zones. And anytime you have a tax advantage to save on as a real estate investor, it definitely lights up to find out more information, how you can keep more money in your pockets than spending on taxes. So we can talk more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been hearing a lot about that as well. I feel like that's definitely the new buzzword, just like EB-5 was a buzzword maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I'm not sure if EB-5 is still a buzzword. I haven't heard a whole lot about that, but maybe we can talk about that too a little later. Pam, what's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you?
Definitely send me an email at pam@pamgoodwin.com, and I'll respond to your email.
And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you find Pam on LinkedIn. She has awesome videos that she posts every single day, gold nuggets that you need to succeed with commercial real estate investing. Think Realty Nation, today's show is brought to you by Auction.com, the largest real estate marketplace for foreclosure and bank-owned properties with over 30,000 homes nationwide. Search now at Auction.com/ThinkRealty. Now, don't go anywhere. We have another segment with Pam. We're talking about technologies and some of her favorite apps to use in real estate. So stick around. Got questions for me? ThinkRealtyRadio.com. See you in a sec.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Goldhar. We're back. My guest today, good friend and mentor Pam Goodwin with Goodwin Commercial out of Dallas, Texas, is on the air with me. We've been talking about a lot of topics, Pam. I mean, I think we've covered a whole lot about the online brick and mortar stores, latest trends in commercial real estate, the e-commerce and delivery world, and Uber and Lyft Eats and all this stuff. We were just before the break talking about senior living, co-working, And we started to tease a little bit about opportunity zones. Why is opportunity zone such a buzzwords right now, and why should I care as an investor?
Well, you know, opportunity zones, in, or they also call them O zones to shorten it. They say that, so, you know, they were able to find about 8,700 different O zones nationwide, you know, anywhere from ranging from rundown inner cities to, you know, other parts of the country. And I always recommend it. It's just a way to defer some of the capital tax and its incentives that our government, you know, to help investors. And it really to help some of these communities, too. And I always recommend finding out any opportunity zone, the first person to really reach out to. I mean, first, you know, do some research on it and then reach out to your local economic development director in your area. And they can definitely let you know the opportunity zones in your area, in your market, in your state, or wherever you're investing.
And I think I was looking at this just the other day, and I think if you, even if you do a quick Google search, you can find a map that generally has these opportunity zones highlighted. And the benefit of that is you can take the map, take it exactly what Pam is saying, take it to your economic development team at the city, at your local government office, wherever that may be, county office, and ask them and say, listen, I'm looking at this area. It says I did a little bit of research, and it says that it's an opportunity zone. What does that mean? What type of tax benefits do I receive as a result of this specific area? What are you looking to do? What's the objective here? And be really thoughtful and intentional about some of those questions, because remember, the higher quality of question you ask, you never know what kind of opportunity that can present. And no pun intended on the opportunity word. Let's talk about apps and technology that you're using in real estate. What are you finding to make your life easier? What are you using there?
I know. Well, I have quite a few apps, and besides my all my social media apps that I find beneficial for, as you mentioned, on LinkedIn. Definitely follow me on LinkedIn. It's a great way to, as you know, market or provide valuable content to people. And but the other one I really like is an app. Have you used Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O?
I've heard of it. I haven't used it yet.
So because we do, you know, project management or, you know, consulting work for clients, it's a great app to set up with your client. If so, for example, even if I'm listing property, I'll put the marketing brochure on there. They also have the Trello app. It's just for whoever you know, are able to see what you have in there. Mm-hmm. But that you're able to organize all of your folders in one area, and so that, you know, myself and my client can look at everything. So I don't have to try to scramble through an email or, you know, go back to my computer and try to find everything. And then if I want to send something out, it's easy right there. And if I'm taking pictures of a site, it just asked me to hit, just like if you wanted to hit LinkedIn or Twitter, any of those, it has, you know, the Trello comes up and I'm able to post those pictures right in that person's folder right there. And they automatically then get notified that I've added stuff to the folder, and they know and they love it.
So that seems to be a productivity tool for a lot of folks. And what's cool, and I actually typed in Trello.com right now. I'm taking a look at this tool. I think if we want to be as proactive and as efficient as we need to be in our business, regardless of whether or not it's a real estate business, we need access to information in an organized format that also allows other team members to input data, to tell us kind of what they're thinking, or offer checklists to do items. And Trello does all of that. I think that's really neat. One of the tools that I love using as well to chat in real time with my team members is a thing called Slack, S-L-A-C-K. It's one of those tools that you just need in your life. What other tools do you like to help you either be more efficient or help scale your business?
Well, one of my favorites that I found is Land Glide. So that's for residential and commercial real estate. And it shows you all of the property lines, who's paying taxes on that property, how big it is. And then at the bottom, there's a link that connects you directly to the tax assessor's office so you can find out more information. But as I'm driving around, and sometimes I can't tell how big a property is or where, you know, where it is or who my neighbors are, actually, I can just click on that property, and it has a wealth of information. It saved me so much time from writing down an address, coming back home, getting on my computer, going to the tax, you know, looking up all that.
Yeah.
All that information, and, you know, they have a free service for about 7 days, and I think it's $9.99 a month, which, you know, for a couple bucks a week, it saves valuable time. I also, you know, in commercial real estate, we use LoopNet.com, you know, versus residential MLS. So just downloading those apps on your phone, and when you're driving around, you know, just pull over, and you can see all of the properties that are for sale or for lease in your market area. And, you know, those are some of my favorite apps that I use.
Yeah, a LandGlide is very interesting. So it tells you, as you're driving around, it really tells you who owns what, and you can click on a specific parcel. It will highlight the parcel in green or red, and you can just it gives you the county, it gives you the municipality, the sales price, the class of land, if it's commercial, residential, the specific code, the amount of acres, the address, and when this information was last updated. You can also get a hybrid map, a terrain map. You have topography as well. So it's really neat, and it gives you a lot of information that, like you're saying, Pam, it would normally take a long time to get. You would have to do a search on your tax records, in Atlanta, Fulton County Tax Commissioner records, and get all the stuff. It can be a headache. So LandGlide is really cool. And you mentioned the other one was?
LoopNet, LoopNet, LoopNet.com.
LoopNet.com.
Or the app LoopNet. And that's where all of the commercial real estate listings, you know, most of them are posted. I mean, I always think most opportunities are not, you know, they're offline, but it's a really good information to see what's for sale in your area. And that's all retail, office, senior living, multifamily, every type of commercial real estate property, land.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fun. I, you know, every time I go out of town, I'm looking at other markets too to see what's for sale and what the prices are. So it's a fun tool.
No, for sure. And one of my favorites, obviously, is the news section on thinkrealty.com, right? So you have the news piece of Think Realty, a great resource for news, a great resource for which markets are hot and not. And we analyze all the data that Adam Data puts out, and we offer some context behind it. So that's really neat. And of course, for real estate education, we have a lot of videos that I've done, that you've done, that other amazing coaches have done as well, that offer their insights. I know you've done many on commercial real estate. I've done a few on wholesaling and social media and capital and how do you raise capital. So check out thinkrealty.com. I guarantee you, you'll be super excited to get what you see there. That being said, Pam, thank you so much for jumping on the show with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Pam and her team. You can email Pam directly at pam@pamgoodwin.com. Check out Pam's articles and videos about commercial real estate on thinkrealty.com as well. You got questions for me? Guess what? You can text the word ASK to 96270. Don't go anywhere. The Power Play with Greg Rantz coming up.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape. And we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Join Think Realty Radio host Abhi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Abhi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, welcome back to Think Realty Radio. It's your host, Abhi Golhar, and you're listening to The Power Play with my good friend, Greg Rand. Greg, let's start talking a little bit about Auction.com. Auction.com is the sponsor of today's show, and you know, I know you and I, during the break, were talking as we were getting geared up to do the Power Play segment today about how Auction.com changed the business of real estate forever. Take the reins on this, and then I'll chime in a second. I want to hear your perspective.
Sure. Yeah, they're a really interesting company because, first, the starting point of any conversation about changing the real estate business forever is to acknowledge that it's been the same for a very, very long time. Okay, the business of selling homes before there was an internet was real estate agents, real estate companies that were sharing inventory with a centralized database, right? They call it the multiple listing service. That began back in the 70s, took hold in the 80s. And then the technology hit when technology collided, when the internet collided with every industry back in the 1990s. The way that it collided with residential real estate was, here is an industry that is very information intensive, right? Everybody who ever called a real estate company, they weren't calling to say, tell me how great you are. Tell me if you're number one. Tell me how much you want to serve me. They never done that. In the history of the world, 100% of the contacts to a real estate company were, is this property still available? Can you show me what's for sale? I want information, okay? And back in the day, it was, you know, here's a yard sign in front of somebody's yard, and you'd call the real estate office and you'd ask them what the price was, and they might tell you, and they might give you a runaround, because the training back then literally was, don't give up too much information too quickly. And so the idea that MLS database, that was the basis of the entire lifeblood of the industry, was going to go public access, that was a very, very big deal. And nothing really since then really changed, right? So, you know, if you've been around since the 90s, you know that in the 90s, travel agents, real estate agents, shoe stores, retail stores, there was all going to be over, right? Nothing was going to survive e-commerce. And what happened was that a lot of new e-commerce options came about, but a lot of traditional brick and mortar businesses remained. A lot of hybrids were created and so forth. And now today, there's a lot of innovations in real estate that we can get to later on in the segment. But what auction.com did is they showed up on the scene and they said, we have the relationships with all the big banks, okay? And the lenders that basically are taking properties back, they're basically the biggest homeowners in history. They own these homes because the people who bought them with mortgages didn't pay them on time. The banks had to take those properties back. And that really accelerated in, obviously, the late 2000s. But auction.com by that time had already set themselves up as a place that could – they started out selling houses at auctions. Auction.com was later, okay? They started out with big, gigantic ballrooms, practically stadiums, the kind of places that you'd see a small concert, and they would have auctions of foreclosed homes. They brought it online, and what they did, number one, is they said, look, we don't need the multiple listing service. Every other real estate website out there, from Zillow and Trulia to Realtor.com to all the brokerage sites, they all share the exact same inventory for sale. So you pick a site based upon the features that it has, but you're not getting anything different technically from any one of those places. One site may have more photos, one site may have different data, but at the end of the day, it's the same houses, which is what people are really there for. Auction.com came along and said, we're going to have a flow of inventory for sale that we're not going to go to the MLS with. We're going to put it up online here, and this is the only place you can find it, and we're going to rearrange some of the rules. One rule they rearranged is we're not going to charge the sellers a commission. Okay, so every seller who sold a house and paid anybody, usually the buyer gets a free ride and the seller pays the commission. But auction.com said, well, wait, if we have unique inventory, if you can't find these properties anyplace else, we have a special value proposition as compared to all those other real estate websites where everybody has the same properties. So we're going to make it as easy as possible for these sellers to work with us, which is you pay nothing. That's about as easy as it gets, right?
So that's right.
Mr. Seller, you want to sell houses? You want to sell 5,000 houses? You're not going to pay anything. We're going to charge a buyer premium to the buyers. And it worked. Okay,
yep.
It worked. They spun the whole thing around. What it's done since is, I think last count, and it's been a year since I looked really closely, but last count, they were at $50 billion with a B in sales online. The vast majority of the homes they sell, you don't see them before you close on them. I'm sorry, you don't see them before you're in contract on them. So you literally make a bid on properties that you haven't seen. Now, they're foreclosures, and so the bank can't let you in. They're boarded up, or somebody already lives there that hasn't actually been evicted yet. So there's all kinds of reasons why they wouldn't let you in. But if you asked anybody, ask 1,000 people back in the year 2000 when this first started going on, how many houses can you sell if you can't show them? The answer would be zero. And yet they sold $50 billion worth of real estate.
Wow.
Where the properties weren't seen. Okay. So literally, like, Zillow's an awesome website. You shop for properties, you find things to go look at offline. You find real estate agents to go meet with offline. Auction.com, you buy it online and you convert and close online. And so that also took one of the old longest standing rules of real estate, which is you have to see the house before you buy it, right? Kind of an obvious rule.
Yeah.
And they
just
turned,
like the
they
same thing you would
out.
Do with a car, right? Like, that's exactly what you would do with a car. Like, I would never buy a car sight unseen.
You know, I did that once.
How did it work out for you? Did it turn out
the guy, I think, was a drug dealer and a cigar smoker, because this is way off the topic, but it's funny. I actually bought it on eBay. My wife was across the house. Like, she could see me because we had a large room in the second floor. She could see me, and I clicked buy it now on a car that I had been drooling over. And she said, what did you just do? Like, how did you know from 40 feet away? I had clicked buy it now. It showed up it smelled like cigar smoke, and there was pit bull claw marks all over the back seat. Apparently, this dude traveled with a pit bull. So that's nothing to do with real estate.
but it's a good analogy, an example of what can go wrong if
you don't see the house.
Right. Exactly. So you don't see the house, but then you're really taking kind of a big risk, though, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you got a discount on auction.com. In the beginning, there was discount. Then they moved in with you go into contract after the auction, and then you go see it before closing. So you had a chance to back out if the condition wasn't there. And they've done a lot of things in between. But it showed for the first time, and this is the point, that the core business model of selling homes could actually be done differently. And it began with a different source of inventory. In this case, a new customer base, the sellers, was being matched up with a customer base who wasn't going to live in the houses. They were investors. And investors and banks basically were joined online. And $50 billion later, auction.com's got a multi-billion dollar market valuation. They're still a private company, but they're literally a juggernaut in the business that began with a new kind of clientele, a new kind of set of pain points, and rewriting the rules around that special situation.
So what did all of this do to the real estate agents that are no longer kind of in this picture, right?
Well, they threw fits. I've been in rooms where auction.com was on the panel and real estate agents booed them mm-hmm. because, listen, I come from a real estate agent business family, okay? So I say this with so much love in my heart, but I've never seen people boo a panelist because they weren't giving them enough business. It's like, if you didn't get the business, you didn't get the business. You're not part of the mix. They do cooperate with a lot of business. With a lot of the business they do cooperate with real estate agents because they're going very, very mainstream in a lot of ways now. But what it did, though, and what I'm reminded when I hear about Opendoor, if your mm-hmm. listeners haven't heard about this is a company that will just go ahead and buy your house. So you go online, you say, here's my address, I want to sell it. You then fill out 5 pages worth of information to tell them all about it. But at the end of that process, which is maybe 30 minutes worth of data entry at worst, you can get an offer. And they're expanding wildly, and they rearrange the game. There's no showing. They're going to buy the house. Okay, they then warehouse the house. Like, think of them as putting it on a shelf. They then resell it, and they're still working out how they're going to resell those things. But Zillow Instant Offers is another business
Zillow
model
Instant
now.
Zillow Instant Offers, total disruptor. Yes.
Total disruptor, yeah. And they're doing it right in the face. Their revenue is dominated by real estate agents that are paying them advertising fees, and yet they did Instant Offers anyway because Zillow obviously believes they have enough of a powerful brand now. And they have the attention of the public that they can do something that radical in the business and challenge their own. It's kind of bite the hand that feeds them a little bit, rewrite the rules in the process.
Greg, we have to absolutely end the show, but we could talk about this, I feel like, forever. Auction.com, changing the real estate business forever. Greg, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Think Realty Nation. Listen. You're going to have questions. I get it. Text the word ASK to 96270, and Greg and I will answer your question on the Power Play. Also, check out thinkrealtyradio.com. Click play on some of your favorite episodes. And we also have a print magazine called Think Realty Magazine, which you can pick up at Barnes & Noble. So pick it up, read it, ask us questions, get your answers, invest, make money. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Biz Talk Radio.